Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester, Westchester Talk Radio presents the third I Love My Office Winner's Happy Hour. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt Kane, our engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House, along with Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Gray Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerinac, and MSM Designs of Tarrytown. We also want to let you know we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too. You sure can. Westchester Talk Radio. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office. How would you like to be a part of this wonderful happy hour and our contest? It's easy. All you have to do is log on to our website, westchestertalkradio.com. You go to the I Love My Office icon, you click it, and you enter all your office information, and just like that, you're in it to win it. And besides winning this beautiful happy hour, you have these fabulous prizes as well. An assortment of flowers from Joseph Richard Florals and Gray Rock Florist, also chocolates from Chocolations, and a happy hour, also a consultation with our friends at MSM Designs in Tarrytown. But here's the very best part of all. You ready? A live broadcast with us, Westchester Talk Radio, direct from your office. Sound good? Good luck. Well, joining me now, representing one of the winning offices here tonight, I have with us Sabrina Orisberger. Now, she's a volunteer. She actually works in the field with Volunteer New York, which is based out of White Plains, so she's not actually in the office. But first of all, Sabrina, congratulations to your winning office this week. Good to have you. And give us the perspective of what you do as a volunteer. You've been there for a couple of months, I know, but what's it been like for you?
Hi, how are you? Just wanted to say thank you for this amazing opportunity that you guys gave to us. As part of Volunteer New York, I can just say that the labor that we do every day, it's amazing, especially in this season that is holiday season, and everybody can get to know a little bit better about us. And what we try to do is outreach every single person. We have a new app for young people who can help. We have over 500 nonprofit organizations who bring many different opportunities. Some people think that, okay, you just have to go to a soup kitchen and help, or you just need to go and, I don't know, there are many ways that you can help day by day. So I think it's amazing. And I want to just invite everybody. Everybody can be part of it. And what I do is, as an ambassador and volunteer in New York, is to try to spread the word and try to do this, exactly what I'm doing right now, try to invite new people to come and work with us. And that's why I think we love our office, because it's amazing. It's a really good environment, because the ultimate motivation is just help and try to give to the society a little bit of what they always bring to us. So
making a difference, that's what volunteering is all about. But how does one actually become an ambassador such as yourself?
Okay, so I'm a digital marketing manager, and I'm from Argentina. I'm far away from home. So what I feel is the need to be part of the society and help the society that I am in right now. So especially, as I told you, in this time of the year, we need to be closer to our society and community. And I think that's the main reason why I want to be part of this amazing opportunity, and that's why they gave it to me. I think that's a reason.
Now, when you go to place, who makes that determination? I mean, is it the organization itself? They send you to these places?
No. I just, so I reach out to them through social media, and as well as they have a website, and you can sign up on the opportunities that they are good for you and work out for you. They have plenty of opportunities, and doesn't matter if it's just like for an hour, for a couple of minutes, if it's one day at a time, even sometimes just from your own house you can be helping. So it's actually really good, because anybody can have this opportunity.
What kind of feedback have you been getting from people you've actually helped on site?
Oh, it's amazing. I was just this past Sunday, I was packing books and PJs under this program, this pajama program, and it's amazing. It's so nice from the other volunteers, and as well as the people that were helping. Then we can get to see all the videos and their faces and the kids receiving all these amazing opportunities as well. So it's really, I don't know, I don't really have any word to express what you feel when you get to know what are you doing.
Isn't it so rewarding every time you make a difference in a person's life? I'm sure you feel that every day.
Yeah, it is like that. It totally is like that. And I'm happy also as well. Because it's not just helping to people who need help, but when you invite somebody to be part of this organization, you are also changing their lives. Because you are giving them the opportunity to do something as well and to help and feel what I feel when I help to the community. So
you really do put the word volunteer in Volunteer New York. I mean, you embody that spirit.
Yeah, I hope so. That's what I try to do.
And again, so each and every month, I mean, as you said, the holiday season, obviously there's a need, but all year round, I mean, there's always a need for volunteers.
Yeah, no, totally. All year round. It's just like, for me, it was this time period because, you know, I got emotional being far away from home. But all year round, we have opportunities, and I'm going to keep going, of course, after holiday season. So I think...
Well, continue the great work, Sabrina, and we thank you for having us join you here, and congratulations to your office once again. Well deserved.
Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Sabrina Horsberger, ladies and gentlemen, a volunteer with Volunteer New York, one of the winning offices. They're based in White Plains, and they're here and enjoying the happy hour here at Tilterra Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester. I'm very spirited tonight and a great turnout, I must say. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this World of Interest.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from Salter Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester for the third I Love My Office Winners Happy Hour. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCain, our engineer. We want to let you know that I Love My Office is brought to you by Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House, along with Joseph Richard Falls of Armont, Great Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Amerinec, and MSM Designs in Tarrytown. We also want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Paint, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, what a spirited crowd we have tonight. Our biggest turnout yet, I must say, for this third I Love My Office Happy Hour. And we're pleased to be joined by another of our winners represented here tonight, that being PKF O'Connor Davies. He is Doug Ruttenberg. He is a tax partner. Doug, thanks for being with us. Congratulations to you.
Hey, thanks. This is terrific. Really appreciate having the opportunity to participate in I Love My Office and be part of this radio production and be here to talk about your great show and what we do.
Oh, we appreciate it. But, well, tell us why you love working for PKF O'Connor, because I must say, Doug, what I got from each and every one of our guests, and I was really struck by this, how many love working for this company. I mean, they really, really do.
Well, so what we strive for, and I'm a partner at the firm, is to make our employees feel comfortable, to feel that they can bring up an issue, that they can work on things that they want to work on, if they want to work in a different department, if they want to try something new. We give them an opportunity to learn, we give them an opportunity to grow, and I think it really pays back with our employees.
Yeah, that work-life balance, that's really, really hard to strive for in today's economy, that's for sure, but companies like PKF certainly are making an effort to make sure they get that balance.
Well, we do try to have that balance. I'll say, having been on the roads with this for a long time, it is a challenge to change one's perspective on that work-life balance, but I see that it's important, and it means a lot to the employees, and the way to get and retain qualified and enthusiastic employees is to try to find that work-life balance. Hey, we're going to work hard, but you know, let's see what we can do that we can make this enjoyable. Good bunch of other people to work with, and do the hard work, but you'll also get the benefits.
Now let's talk about what you actually do as a tax partner. What does your job entail?
So I represent clients in many different fields who own their business. I help them manage the tax and accounting issues in their business. I help them manage their tax and accounting issues in their personal life. And a lot of that intertwines because you've got what's happening in their business that you've got to think about. You've got what's happening in their personal life that you have to think about. What's in their family that they have to think about from a tax and accounting standpoint. What's in their business that they have to think about from a tax and accounting standpoint. And now we're in just a terrific place where we have new proposed legislation, and we don't know what the outcome of that legislation is going to be. And so we're trying to do year-end planning for our clients while also considering what changes may happen in 2018. And we've got to take that into account as well.
Well, anytime you go into a new tax year, there's always challenges, but I think even more so this year because of what's happening in Washington.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, some of the changes, as I know that I'm very attuned to the changes. A lot of us in our tax department, we read the proposals. We try to be mindful of, we have to know what the proposals say, but on the other hand, they're proposals. So what is going to be passed, we'll have to wait and see, but some of them, we can see there's some consensus in the House and the Senate. It's certainly going to create some talking points. How it ends up, we don't know, but we've got to at least communicate that to our clients. Been doing a lot of that in the last few weeks, and it'll heat up over the next couple of weeks as well.
Now, how about in the community? Because another thing that struck me about each of the employees we talked to, they're also very active in the community, not just in the office. Tell us about what you do.
So, I'm excited, really excited about it. A little over a year ago, I joined the board of the Food Bank for Westchester. And I know that you and your station are very active with the food bank as well. And you do a Stuff the Truck program.
Yeah, that's coming up in December.
That's coming up in early December. And that's a great way for people to do something easy, bring some food to one of the truck locations. I believe it's Balducci's.
Yes, well, we're going to be in, for those of you who may not know, now that you brought it up, Doug, we're going to be at Balducci's in Scarsdale on December 2nd. That's a Saturday. That's from 10 to 3, I believe. The Sunday location is different this year. It's going to be at Balducci's in Rybrook. That's also 10 to 3. But we're going to be at two locations this year. Keep
right,
that in mind.
Right. So being on the board of the food bank, what amazes me is, and struck me before I joined the board, and as I've now been on the board, is the number of hungry people in Westchester County. Here we look at Westchester County. It's so affluent. There's great wealth here in Westchester County, but of the million residents, approximately 200,000 of them are food insecure. And it's mind-boggling to me that there could be so many people hungry. And one of the things that struck me among the many when I got more involved with the food bank was how many kids are hungry, and how do they learn when they're hungry and go to school? And on the other side of it, what happens when they go home? Now, maybe they'll get food when they go to school, but then they're going to go home, and they have to do their homework. How hungry are they at night? What happens over the weekend? What happens when there's no school? So here we're going to have Thanksgiving this week, and many of these families, maybe they got some food, they got a free turkey, etc., but do they have enough cooking facilities? Can they prepare everything? And what will happen after the food? You know, maybe they'll have the food for a few days, but then what? So it's a big problem, and I encourage everyone, if they can, on that second and third, to get to Balducci's in Scarsdale or Rybrook and help stuff the truck. While you're doing your shopping, buy a little extra and stuff the truck.
All right. Good information, Doug. Thanks so much for joining us. Great work you do, and congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
Doug Ruttenberg, ladies and gentlemen. Again, he's a tax partner with one of our winners of the I Love My Office contest this month, PKF O'Connor Davies of Harrison. My name is Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break and be back with more right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit ReversoAssociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live on a festive evening here at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester. We're here for the third I Love My Office Winner's Happy Hour. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie the K-Mac Hanner, engineer. I Love My Office, brought to you by Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House, Joseph Richard Florals of Armagh, Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla, Chocolations of Mamaroneck, and MSM Designs of Cherry Center. We also want to let you know, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, India Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKelp Best Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Yes, indeed, Mixmaster. And just so you know, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest representing one of the winning offices here at our happy hour, in this case, Volunteer New York. We have Robert Pizzano with us. He is a member of the board of Volunteer New York. And Robert, good to have you with us. Congratulations.
Thank you for having us. It's a great event. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, tell us about the work that you do on the board. How long have you been with them?
This is my first 2 months on the board. We've had two meetings so far, and it's going great.
What's looking ahead to the new year? Any big plans coming up for the organization?
We're really just trying to get our name out there, really build a brand name, sort of get more and more volunteers out there to help drive the cause.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we talked with one of your volunteers a short time ago. Sabrina was her name, and even though she's been there about the same amount of time you've been on the board, she's really getting out there, I mean, making connections and really making a difference in people's lives. And isn't that what Volunteer New York is all about?
Absolutely. It's about trying to help those in need and trying to match people who can sort of get the name out there and drive what it is that is important to them.
What do you like most about working with the board? I know we've been talking about exactly working in the office, but as a member of the board, what's rewarding for you about doing that?
what I've noticed so far is it's a very diverse crowd. The people on the board come from all different walks of life, very diverse backgrounds, and it's really nice to see the everyone come together to drive one common goal forward.
Yeah. And again, making a difference in people's lives, I mean, wherever that may be, all throughout Westchester, because again, while it's an affluent community, yes, there is need out there.
There
is people going hungry, all there needs.
Need. Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're here for, to really help those that are in need and sort of match the folks that are looking to help with those opportunities that are out there and really drive that mission forward.
Now, when you're not with the board, you're with Morgan Stanley in Purchase. So, I mean, is this like how many hours do you devote actually to working with the board each week?
So, Bob, kind of in a unique position where working with Morgan Stanley is part of the strategy challenge. And I was selected as one of 36 people to be part of that that function. And I was assigned to volunteer New York with three of my teammates. And we devoted over 1,000 hours over a course of 10 weeks to solve a strategic problem for Volunteer New York, which has led to me having the opportunity to be on the board, and hopefully I can drive that mission that, and all this, you know, the solutions that we offered, to see those and implement those ideas going forward.
So is this a partnership between Morgan Stanley and the board working together? Or is that
no, this was a side effect of the work that we had done.
Do you know? Because
I'm a local guy. I live in Westchester, and it just, the stars aligned that I was able to sort of carry forward the progress that we had done. And working with Elisa, she asked for me to be on the board, and I graciously accepted, and here we are today.
Yeah, so although you've been there for a short time, it's already been rewarding to you?
Yeah.
I mean, just getting out in that community, making a difference, and again, especially at this time of year, it's the holiday season where there are needs greater. I mean, all year round, yes, but especially during the holiday season, I can imagine it's worth the most.
Yep. Giving Tuesday, all the different events that are coming up, just pounding the pavement to sort of build up the name and sort of get folks recognized for all the good work that they're doing.
Yeah, and as far as being able to volunteer, again, one of your volunteers is actually an ambassador for Volunteer New York, is actually out in the field. But if anybody would like to help that organization, there are many ways they can do that. They can go on the website and learn more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. They go on the website. They can call into the office if they are having trouble with the website. There's numerous different avenues for them to achieve what it is that they're looking, or the missions that they're looking to accomplish, and try and opportunities that are suited for them and in their area. Just there's numerous different ways for them to go about trying to accomplish what they're looking to do.
So if they see a particular need in their particular community, they can go to Volunteer New York, say, hey, I can help you guys with this?
Absolutely.
And again, just go on the website and contact them and get whatever they're
needing. Go on the website, contact. There's multiple different avenues to find an opportunity that's suited for you and be able to help sort of get your mission and accomplish what it is that you're looking at.
Okay, Robert Pisano, board member with Volunteer New York, one of the winners of I Love My Office. Thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Robert Pisano, ladies and gentlemen. He also works at Morgan Stanley in Purchase. Again, if you just tuned in, we're here at Saltier Oyster Bar and Fish House in Fort Chester on a spirited evening. Great turnout for the third I Love My Office Winners Happy Hour. I'm Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take another break and be back with more right after this word of interest.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark Creative.